Never has this been clearer than during the pandemic. Although in 2017, 41% of mothers were the sole or primary breadwinner for their family, and an additional 23.2% brought home at least a quarter of their total household earnings, the loss of most outside support from school, from camp, from daycare, has meant that mothers are the ones picking up the slack. A recent study of about 60,000 U.S. households published in the academic journal Gender, Work, and Organization showed that in heterosexual couples where both partners were employed, mothers have reduced their work hours 4 to 5 times more than fathers. There's no reason to believe this will get better, and plenty of reasons to suspect it will get worse, as school districts announce back-to-school plans that are remote or a hybrid of online and in-person. The drive to reopen the economy without adequate child care will force women from the workforce in record numbers. Society will call it choice, when in reality it's a failure of the system. This is not a new problem, nor are the solutions a mystery. We've just chosen, until now, not to listen. It's time to abolish our conception of what it means to be a mother in America, and rebuild it on a policy level. First, we need to normalize women receiving help with child care. We are the only industrialized nation without guaranteed paid parental leave, and for half of Americans, full-time daycare costs more than in-state college tuition. Additionally, other industrialized nations offer income supplements to help raise children or subsidies for child care costs. We do not. This disregard has continued even in these unprecedented times. As economist Betsy Stevenson pointed out to Politico, we gave less money to the entire child care sector than we gave to one single airline, Delta. The U.S. also ranks 26th in the world for access to preschool for 4-year-olds and 24th for 3-year-olds. But access to early childhood education rarely becomes a top policy priority. The implication is clear. Mom will take care of it.